Can you talk a little bit about how you approach the patient who has PSA progression?
I think this is a very interesting topic and one that I think deserves a lot of our attention, because I think what we're beginning to learn is that not all PSA progressions require treatment. And so when I see a patient that has a PSA rise after brachytherapy, what I first do is want to make sure that this is real. And so I'll have the patient return for multiple follow-up visits to really document that it's not one or two, but usually at least four or five consecutive elevations, and usually with spacing at least 3 months apart. That signals to me that probably there's a very good chance something is going on. What I like to do then is kind of restage the patient. And even if the PSA is low, I usually get another CAT scan and a bone scan just to rule out any obvious disease recurrence. And then typically what we do for brachytherapy is we have the patient undergo a repeat biopsy of their prostate and seminal vesicles to make sure that there hasn't been cancer that has just been resilient to the effects of the brachytherapy or seed implant. And so those are the steps that we take. At that point, once we have all that information, then we really discuss with the patient what's the appropriate way to go. And that's when I think it's important to factor in the PSA doubling time. Since we've had five or six PSAs, we can extrapolate that data out and look at how fast is that PSA doubling. And there is now very convincing data from the Johns Hopkins group, as well as some of the multi-institutional trials, that doubling time is very important and does predict for distant metastases and death from prostate cancer. So there are different cut points that are being used, but certainly an important one is doubling times less than 10 months. I think to us signal that this patient, if not treated, is going to be in trouble. And so there are certain cut points. Obviously, doubling times less than 6 months, it's a very ominous sign. It means that this is very aggressive cancer that I believe requires immediate and very aggressive therapy. On the other hand, if you see a patient who you do all the workup and all the workup is negative and their doubling time is 3 years, I'd be very comfortable just watching that patient without any further intervention.
How do you approach the patient with PSA progression after radical prostatectomy?
Well, again, initially I will look at the pathology from the radical prostatectomy and really focus on this. So what we know is that if a patient has a positive margin, those patients do well, actually, after radiation therapy. And if you're treating a patient perhaps because they have a PSA that's going up, but the margins are all negative, actually, those patients don't do as well. You think they would do better, but they don't do as well. It's because they probably have systemic disease and the local therapy, the radiation therapy, is not going to work well. So after looking at the patient's PSA, looking at their surgical specimen, I then look at the PSA. Then I'll also factor in doubling time. So if I see a patient who has a very high-grade cancer, a Gleason score of 8, 9, or 10, with multiple positive margins, involvement of the seminal vesicle, and a very, very short doubling time, that patient is such a high risk of having systemic disease that I probably would not offer that patient local therapy. Or I would walk for them local therapy with immediate, androgen withdrawal therapy or androgen suppression therapy.